You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In other Dortmund-related news, Jadon Sancho was their best player in yesterday's big win over PSG, and a new report suggests he won't be returning to the club that currently owns him. According to a report by ESPN, Sancho will not return to Manchester United next season. Sancho fell out of favor at United's earlier in the season after run-ins with manager Erik ten Hag, but the ESPN report suggests he won't return to Old Trafford, even if ten Hag is eventually fired. Staying at Dortmund is also unlikely due to Sancho's high salary and the large transfer fee Manchester United will be seeking for the English winger. Charlie, we saw what Jadon Sancho could do yesterday. If United and Dortmund aren't options for him next season, where would you like him to go?
Well, clearly he's Champions League level caliber. If you're looking in England, two clubs that come to mind are Aston Villa, because they'll be playing in Champions League, and Unai Emery, and I think he'd fit into that system. Leon Bailey plays on the right, he could play on the right, and Leon Bailey could play on the left. I think if you look at Tottenham as another possibility, he could play there. They play in the 4-2-3-1. He could play on that right side. Kulusevski could go on the other side. And then Atletico Madrid, if they don't play a 3-5-2 and they play in a different system, that's another club that I think he could do really well at. I think La Liga and the Bundesliga probably fit his quality is the best.
Yeah, defensively it would be a question for Atletico Madrid. I think, you know, what he would be asked of might be difficult. Yeah. I mean, we've seen this blueprint before too. What does Bayern love to do? Poach players from Dortmund.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's comfortable in Germany. He understands that. I think that's also maybe a possibility. You've got Alphonso Davies leaving. You've got, you know, I know he's not going to cover for the defensive side of Alphonso Davies, but
another club could be Leverkusen.
Also, don't forget, yeah, six German clubs potentially could be in the Champions League. There's a lot of new money coming in, and he's a player who's comfortable in Germany, comfortable in Champions League, shown the proficiency to be able to play in that level. Seems like an easy win.
Just going forward, too, given his current situation, how much do you think he'll look at who's managing these clubs and what that dynamic might be like?
That plays a big decision in
any player
going to a club, saying, does his tactics fit my playing style? Does he want me to be there and be a main part, or am I a rotation player?
They should be setting up coffee. Go get a coffee with the manager.
What's the long-term plan for me, and how does that work with the manager? Is he a man manager? Is he someone who's really dialed into tactics? Does he have the ability to do both, like a Xabi Alonso? That's a massive part of when you get to a certain level that you have to go where the manager is the right fit for you.
I don't know if wages-wise it'll work, but I'm interested to see, like, depending on what manager comes in for Juve, if Max Allegri's not there, as all signs point.
That's an interesting one.
Could be a fun one.
That could be
He'd be balling in Italy.
Big Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.